Blu-ray.
You have a big heart.
It's 8:31 on the clock. We'll call the Board of Equalization meeting. Opens Meeting Act is posted there on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Seaman. Terry will be gone all day, and Matt is coming to the meeting here. He's en route. Need a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. And it is 4-0. Oh, hold it. Yeah. Mm. Jurgen's absent. Yeah. Gary will be absent. Oh, yeah.
Absent.
Hold there we are.
There we are.
Yes, there we are. 4-0 with three absent. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting. Need a motion?
So move.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 4-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And the only one being here is Lori. Probably no comments. No. Usually not. Thank you. The next up is a public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemption of a vehicle owned by Christ Community Church. So we entertain a motion to go into a public hearing at 8:33.
So move.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann to open a public hearing for a tax-exempt vehicle owned by Christ Community Church. Vote. 5-0 with Lytle now here. And is Lori or Patty or who's commenting on this one, or just do we have the paperwork here? I guess we have the paperwork. This is Christ Community Church, a 1997 Club Wagon Ford. Transporting handicapped parishers to religious service and youth activities. And looking for a value. Do we have a value? Not on here. But the bottom of the page? Oh, total. Okay, got it. 2015 motor vehicle fee is $7. So that's what we're public hearing for. For the $7 to exempt that. No comment. Any comments or questions? And seeing nobody else here to for the public hearing, entertain a motion to close the public hearing at 8:34.
I would move to approve.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 5-0. Now, entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the tax exemption on the vehicle for Christ Community Church.
I'd move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann, and that'll be in the amount of $7. Vote. 5-0. I need to sign that.
Yep, pass this around.
Oh, okay. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 12 and 12A. Oh, that's getting passed around so everybody can see that. Right here.
Good morning, Gary. Good
morning. That one's a little confusing in that it's a TIF and it's a homestead exemption. So we have to do two tax statements.
Okay.
Because I think it's a Wymore one. Is it a Wymore one? Yeah. Wymore has TIFed some of their downtown area. And this is a homestead that came back after looking at income that the state said that the person was not eligible for homestead. So in order to do, Lori does two statements in her office for bookkeeping reasons. So that's why one's excess and one's base. Which gets complicated, but that's the way we have to do it. So
originally, They had a homestead, and we're removing the homestead exemption.
Based on what the state discovered through their income tax.
Income tax, and then the other one is?
And it's in a TIF project, so we have to do two statements for one property.
For one property.
Yep.
Okay. So has everybody seen it, Gary? Can you see it?
It's just putting it back on tax rolls.
Okay. So I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove that tax correction slip. 12 and 12A. The 12 is, one is for $710.32, and the other one is for $9.52 for the Wymore. So I need them. The 12, the exemption 12 is for the $710.32, and exemption 12A is for $9.52, the corrected tax.
So moved to make corrections to 12 and 12A.
Second.
A motion by Thiemann and second by Hill. Vote 5-0. Approve or disapprove list of valuations sent out on board notice concerning changes to taxpayers' property, such as recounted acres, omitted property, clerical errors. Patty, that's this other list we have, or?
Yeah. Evidently, the state's asking for this list now. Before they never did. Dawn always got these in our office. And these are things that we did that did not require a protest. They brought their maps in and everything, and so they did not require a protest, but the state would like a list of them. So here's the list that will go up to the state and each of you. Did I give you copies for all the board?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each of you will have the list. So, and it tells the reasons why I changed them. A couple in there, maybe clerical errors due to square footage problems. If we omitted a building or if we found a building that's an omitted building, a lot of them are recounted acres. And we do this every year, but this is the first time the state's asked for the list from all the counties.
And these are what were changes to the actual valuations that were sent out last December.
Changes that did not require protest. They just required a map bringing into the assessor's office to correct from the FSA map or whatever. Yep. And then we sent them out evaluation notice, and then they had the opportunity to protest.
Protest that. They did have an opportunity after you made the corrections to still do that.
But that's a listing now. So.
And there are a listing of 64 properties in this listing. Any questions from anybody? Well, I guess I need a motion to hold it. Approve or disapprove the list of these valuation changes. These are not any of them that were protests. Those will all be handled this afternoon at our 1 o'clock meeting. These were, as Patty said, these were corrections that their office were able to handle without a protest.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the list of non-protested changes.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Thiemann and seconded by Lytle. If any other comments or questions? I said there's 64 of those that had 64 individual parcels that had changes. So vote 5-0. Patty, anything else or otherwise?
Not until this afternoon, I guess.
Not until this afternoon. We might have a bigger crowd this afternoon, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like it. Stuff. So, anyone else? If not, we will recess the Board of Equalization to 1 o'clock, at which time we will reconvene and hear any other, anything that is allowed that had a protest that does not agree with what, or is not accepting what the Equalization Committee brought forward, will have an opportunity to present their case in front of the full board.
And generally what we've done before is Jennifer, one of my staff members, will stand out there with a tablet and they sign in as they come because we didn't set up direct times for them. So if they want to speak, they can sign. A lot of them may just want to come up to the table. Some have called my office, but if they don't, they can check with us to see what we've done on that, on those sheets. But there will probably be a few that will want to speak. So.
If not, we don't need to vote on that. We're in recess until 1 o'clock with the Board of Equalization at 8:41.